With contract talks between the teachers' union and Boston school officials stalled, school officials are stepping back from proposals to add 45 minutes to the school day at all elementary and middle schools in the city. Instead, Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson has decided to add 2 hours to class time at as many as 10 of the city's lowest performing schools. Johnson will do it using an existing teacher contract provision that allows her to extend teaching time at troubled schools under the so-called Project Promise Plan.
It was created in 1986 and allows the superintendent to designate schools and extend the day by 2 hours. It also creates some flexibility in staffing at these schools. And we think that this is a way for us to at least begin to address the issue of time. It's not an ideal because we certainly had hoped that we would reach an agreement that would impact lots more students.
The Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stuttman agrees that the superintendent has the right to impose this provision. But Stuttman adds over the past few days in contract talks, the union proposed extending the school day not by 2 hours at a small number of schools, but by 1 hour at twice as many schools.
I mean, we don't care one way or another whether she does it on our end. We think it makes more sense, however, to spread the wealth and involve twice as many students. We not only think our idea is better, we think she agrees with us. That's why we are perplexed by her sudden shift, which unfortunately is no different than her other sudden shifts.
It is unclear whether this move will end the long contract dispute between the teachers' union and the Boston School District, and if they'll proceed with longer days under so-called Project Promise, as it would take at least a year to roll out the program. In the meantime, we're sampling reaction from outside the negotiating room, among those who have a stake in how it turns out. So, we speak now with Kim Janey, who represents Massachusetts Advocates for Children, in a coalition called Boston United for Students. Good morning, Kim, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
I'm fine, thank you. Let me ask you, Kim, what's your reaction to this proposal? Did you think it would come to this in these stalled contract talks with the teacher between the teachers' union and the Boston School Department?
Actually, I didn't. I think many of us had really given up on extended day. The two parties seemed so far apart. We worried that it would end up being too little, too late. And it's already been 2 years since the contract expired. This new development does represent a small step in the right direction, but we've been disappointed that so much time has gone by.
What's the coalition's stance on extending the school day?
Well, we have been a supporter of supporting the school day. It's one of our four priorities. We have a total of four. We're looking for improved teacher evaluation, flexibility in hiring and assignment, strengthened parent and student voice, as well as an extended school day.
How do you feel about the fact that under this new plan, hours would be added at certain schools, but not all schools in Boston, which was the superintendent's original goal, all elementary and middle schools with longer school days in the city?
Again, I would say that it's a small step in the right direction, but the time issue, time is not enough. What you do with the time, that's what's important, and we have seen uneven progress with schools who already have an extended day. So I think what you do with that time is the real key here. And again, I think we would be pushing for all four of our priorities as well.
Well, how should teachers and administrators use that time if they, in fact, get 2 hours of extra teaching time at some of these Project Promise schools?
Well, we strongly believe that there should be a partnership between the principal, teachers, parents, and at the high school, students, and that this school community should determine how the time is used based on the needs of the students in that particular school.
What do you mean by that?
That we wouldn't want to see a one-size-fits-all approach. We believe that the time should be used based on the individual needs of the students at that particular school, and we have been strong proponents of including arts and music and other enrichment activities so that it's not just a focus on MCAS. There will be schools who will want to focus on literacy, and that's fine if that's what those students need, but we hope that there are other opportunities for students as well.
Big picture, is it a bit of a letdown to get to this point with stalled contract talks and school hours probably extending at as many as 10 schools under Project Promise, but not at all elementary and middle schools across the city?
We didn't think it would come to this. We hoped for something more. And I think there's another important provision that I would highlight that says each school is going to be required to develop a working group of all constituencies for ongoing review and evaluation of the program. And I would think that this would be really important. We would want to see the voice of parents and students included in that process.
Is that your concern, that parents and students might be shut out of this?
That's one concern. That's certainly a big issue for the coalition. We certainly want to make sure that their voice is included in decision-making.
Kim Janey is Senior Project Director for the Boston School Reform Initiative at the Massachusetts Advocates for Children. She represents Mass Advocates in a coalition called Boston United for Students.